Let's pray in silence. Amen. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I lead him. Let's sing hymn 388. 388. Continue and sing hymn 90.
Thank you.
Let's continue and sing hymn 403. Hymn 404.
Thank you.
sections end here. All glory to God.
Let us all say a silent prayer to prepare our hearts. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with our morning Sabbath. Can we sing hymn 130A? 130A. Give our praise or thanks, or glory to our Lord Jesus. We will kneel down to pray. We shall hand this morning Sabbath service into the hands of our Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we will kneel down to pray.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Hallelujah.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak. This morning, we shall share or discuss this topic: pay more careful attention to God's words. Pay more careful attention to God's words. God is a God who wants to be near His creation. God is a God who also wants to speak to us, His creation. Let us see Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. God, after He spoke long ago to the fathers in the prophets, in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the world. So here we can see, God is a God who wants to speak, to His creation. What more, His elect. So God, He spoke long ago to the fathers, to the saints, to the fathers in ancient time, the fathers of Israel, through the prophets, and in many portions, in many ways. But then, what's to say? In these last days, He has spoken to us in His Son. So God is a God who wants to speak to us. And God, He wants to give us this precious heritage. That is to say, this treasure, His words. And then today, His word is passed on through the written form. God chose this written form to pass on this heritage, this treasure, His words. So today, God wants to speak to us. This is through the written form, through literature. Let us see, that is to say, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, it mentioned how the scripture, the Bible, is inspired. So the word of God is passed through the written form, firstly in the form of scripture, the Bible, that is inspired. So today, we can read the Word of God, we can study the Word of God. That is also to hear God's Word. And then, also through literature, let's see Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, verse 3. Luke chapter 1, verse 3. It seemed fitting for me as well, having investigated everything carefully from the beginning, to write it out for you in consecutive order, most excellent Theophilus. So here we can see Luke, he also wrote, and then here how he had investigated everything carefully from the beginning, and then to write it out in consecutive order. So it is written down. It is written down in literature. Therefore, today, God wants to speak to us. Also, pass on through the written form beside the scripture. That is to say, spiritual publications or literature. Of course, God speaks to us also through the church, through sermonate or through Bible study. Let us see Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. Let's see verse 10, the upper part. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10, the upper part. So that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church. So the manifold wisdom of God, the words of God, might be made known through the church. So today we come to the church to listen, to sermonate, or even through Bible study, to hear the words of God, So today God is a God who wants to speak to us. Therefore, those who have ears to hear, we must hear. And then we must also use our spiritual eyes, also our heart, to hear, to listen. Let's see Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. So God, He wants to speak, and we should hear. But how should we hear? Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. For this reason, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away from it. So this part of the Bible tells us, we should hear, we must hear. But then, how do we hear? Here says, we must pay much or more closer attention to what we have heard. Today, this is very important, to pay careful attention to God's word. This is very important. Why? Let us discuss from two aspects. Death. Firstly, let us speak concerning death. How did death come about? We know that man no longer pay attention to the word of God. Therefore, then death comes. God gave a command. Let us see Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. Genesis chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. Then the Lord took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to cultivate it and keep it. The Lord God commanded the man, saying, from any tree of the garden you may eat freely, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat from it, you will surely die. So here we can see God's command to man. So man is forbidden to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. In the Garden of Eden, there are trees. There are trees that is pleasing to the sight and good for food. There's also the tree of life, and there's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So of all these trees, all the other trees, the fruit of it can be eaten, but not of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So here we can see God's command, God's instruction is very clear. But then in chapter 3, we can see the temptation. In chapter 3, we can see the temptation, we can see the defeat, we can see the fall. Let's see chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, indeed, has God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden? Verse 2. The woman said to the serpent, from the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat. Verse 3. But from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat from it or touch it, or you will die. But of course, verse 4, the serpent said to the woman, you surely will not die. Verse 5, God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. So here we can see this temptation. Of course, man is defeated and we see the fall. Here, in this part, so God already spoke very clearly. But then here, we can see this method used by the serpent, the devil. That is to say, he used this method of critical questioning. Keep on asking questions. Like verse 1, indeed has God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden. So using this method, critical questioning, what is the purpose? Critical questioning is to try to unseat fixed belief. So there is already a fixed belief, but I keep on questioning, critical questioning to try to unseat the fixed belief. And then I want to create a cognitive dissonance, whereby men become confused because I keep on questioning. So I want to create a cognitive dissonance, so you will be confused and you will create a doubt in you. Like here say, indeed has God said, you shall not eat. So to create a confusion, a doubt. So here the woman, she was confused. She doubted. She even changed a little bit of God's word. So we can see here the fall. So sin entered into the world. Sin entered into the world. And then the Bible says the wages of sin is death. So man under bondage since that time, been enslaved, and then ultimately condemnation, death. So here we can see why death comes about. It's because man no longer pay careful attention to the word of God. Now, why see was life? How to gain life? How to have life or how to live also has got to do with taking heed or pay careful attention to the word of God, to what we have heard. Let's see John chapter 5, verse 25. John chapter 5, verse 25. Truly, truly, amen, amen. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming, and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. So here the dead refer to those who are born into sin. They have been enslaved. These are the people who are dead in sin, not regenerated yet. So the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. Let's see verse 24. Truly, truly, amen, amen, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment but has passed out of death into life. So how to have life? How to gain life? How to reborn, regenerate? Through the words of God, through listening to the words of God, that is spirit, that is life, that is word of life. Let's see 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. Let's see verse 23. 1 Peter 1 verse 23. For you have been born again, not of seed which is perishable, but imperishable, that is through the living and enduring word of God. So a person is born again through the word of God that is living. And then verse 25. Verse 25. The word of the Lord endures forever, and this is the word which was preached to you. So the gospel, the word of life. A person is born through the word. So through the word, a person will believe. And then ultimately, it will lead to baptism, where a person will be regenerated. So here we can see how to have life. Also through God's word, to pay careful attention to God's word. to pay careful attention, especially to God's word, what to do, and then how a person can have life. Therefore, to pay careful attention to God's word is of utmost importance. A person to continue to receive grace favor, blessing, goodness, security, and life, how? Must continue to pay careful attention to God's word. And then, how to avoid sin, curses, judgment, condemnation, punishment, death. Also, to pay careful attention to God's word. Therefore, then, how important it is to pay more careful attention to the words of God, to what we have here. Now, let us think, let us ponder, let us meditate. Do we pay careful attention to God's word, to what we have heard? Okay, let's discuss some points here. Let's see Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, let's see verse 1, the upper part. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1, the upper part. Guard your step as you go to the house of God. Draw near to listen, then rather offer the sacrifice of fools. So here the Bible says, guard our steps as we go to the house of God. Draw near to listen. Draw near to listen. So today, do we walk prudently as we come to the house of God, the church? So when we come to the church, do we walk prudently? Especially here say, to draw near to listen, to listen. Do we prepare our heart for worship? So an important part of worship is also listening to sermonate God's word. So have we prepared our heart for worship when we come to the church? And how do we listen to the word? We have also heard vision before, how during services, God's people is gathered for worship, but the devil was present. The devil want to disrupt worship. So the devil observed members. There's a member who saw this vision. When the devil touched the eye of the member will fall asleep during sermon. And then when it touched the mind, so even though the person is seated here, but not listening to sermon, the mind wanders away. And then when the devil touched the mouth of members, there are some members in the service, while the speaker was speaking, they were speaking down there at their seat. So this vision wants to tell us we should be alert, we should be careful, we should be watchful during service. And then the devil wants to disrupt services, worship. So here, today, do we walk prudently when we come to the house of God to draw near to listen, pay attention to listening to God's word with the right spirit and attitude? And then secondly, do we neglect to focus, seek the spiritual food for our spiritual life? Like Matthew tell us, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And then in the Gospel of Mark chapter 4, also tell us how through the word a Christian can grow. Let's see Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, verse 26. Mark chapter 4, verse 26 to 29. This is the parable of the seed. And he was saying, the kingdom of God is like a man who casts seed upon the soil. He goes to bed at night and gets up by day, and the seed sprout and grow. How? He himself does not know. The soil produces crops by itself, first the bread, then the head, then the matured grain in the head. But when the crop permits, he immediately puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. So here, this parable of the seed, it tells us the seed is the word of God, how it is cast into the soil, the heart of man. But how men respond to the word of God? If we respond correctly, God's word is spirit and life. Verse 27, how the seed should sprout and grow, he himself does not know. Because once we have received the word of God positively, in our heart. God's word will work in our heart. And then it is able to cause growth in stages, like verse 28. The soil produces crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, then the mature grain in the head, and then it will grow to maturity. So here we can see God's word helps us to grow spiritually in stages, also to be one who is matured. So the word of God is able to help us. The word of God is everything to us. It is a lamp to our feet, a light to our path. We can turn to God's word for solution and then for decision as a basis to make decision. God's word ultimately is good, like Psalms number 19 tell us how God's word is so sweet, is so good, it can help us in many aspects. So today, do we neglect or do we focus or seek the spiritual life food, the word of God? Do we thirst? So we should meditate. And then let's see 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 3. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires. Verse 4. And will turn away their ears from the truth and will turn aside to fables or to myth. So here we can see the sign of the end time. Paul say dangerous time has come. Paul say it is the last days, difficult, dangerous time will come. And one phenomena is that members, they may become numb or bored to the word of God. They may become numb or bored to the word of God. So here, their ears will become heavier of listening. So today, do we manifest this phenomena whereby we are so bored already listening to the word of God and we become numb already to God's word? Let's see Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 7. Jeremiah chapter 7 verses 23 to 28. Jeremiah chapter 7 verses 23 to 28. Let us read through. But this is what I commanded them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, you will be my people, and you will walk in all the way which I command you, that it may be well with you. Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but walk in their own counsels and in the stubbornness of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward. Since the day that your fathers came out of the land of Egypt until this day, I have sent you all my servants the prophet daily, rising early and sending them. Yet they did not listen to me or incline their ear, but stiffened their neck. They did more evil than their fathers. You shall speak all this word to them, but they will not listen to you. You shall call to them, but they will not answer you. You shall say to them, this is the nation that did not obey the voice of the Lord their God or accept correction. Truth has perished and has been cut off from their mouth. So, this part of the Bible, we are able to see. Therefore, we see the failure of God's elect. We see the failure of God's elect, the Israelite. So, are we like this? And this event, will it be repeated again in us who are his children? So God say, I commanded them, saying, obey my voice. I'll be your God, you'll be my people. You will walk in all the way which I command you. Then everything will be well. But then the people choose not to obey, not to incline their ear. They do not want to listen. They went backward and not forward. So they did not listen to me or incline their ear, but stiffen their neck. So verse 27, you shall speak all this word to them, but they will not listen to you. You shall call to them, but they will not answer you. So we can see how they respond to God's word. Verse 28, You shall say to them, this is the nation that did not obey the voice of the Lord their God or accept correction. Truth has perished and has been cut off from their mouth. So today, this scenario should not be repeated, and this word should not be repeated, whereby God telling us, you shall say to them, this is the nation that did not obey the voice of the Lord, their God, or accept correction. Truth has perished and has been cut off from their mouth. Or today, this should never be repeated by the Lord. Let us also see Ezekiel. Let us see Ezekiel chapter 33. Ezekiel chapter 33. Let us see verses 30 to 32. Verses 30 to 32. But as for you, son of man, your fellow citizens who talk about you by the walls and in the doorways of the houses, speak to one another, each to his brother, saying, come now and hear what the message is which come from forth from the Lord. So the people will say, come. Let us come. Come now and hear what the message is which come from the Lord. Verse 31. They will come to you as people come. Yes, they will come. And sit before you as my people and hear your word. So they will come, they will hear. But what happened? They will not do them. But they do not do them. Verse 32. How they see the servant of God who is speaking a message. How they see this event of sermonate. Verse 32. Behold, you are to them like a sensual song by one who has a beautiful voice and play well on an instrument. So they take listening to sermonate or message of God as an entertainment, as a performance. Wow, the speaker can speak very well, very good, very eloquent. So they take this as a mere entertainment or performance. Behold, you are to them like a sensual song by one who has a beautiful voice and plays well on an instrument, for they hear your words, but they do not practice them. So they will not practice them. So here we can see, today, do we despise God's words spoken by his servant? Or we take listening to sermon like here God's people merely entertainment performance? They don't put it to heart. They don't take it as the words of life. So this type of attitude spirit. Let's see 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 18. 2 Chronicles chapter 18. Here, we can see an event here. Verse 1 tells us, Jehoshaphat and this Ahab, they are in a way relative through marriage. So here, at the time, Ahab asked Jehoshaphat, will you join together to fight against Ramoth Gilead? So verse 4, Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, please inquire first for the word of the Lord. So Jehoshaphat, very godly, more godly, say, come, let us inquire from the Lord. So verse 5, the king assembled the prophets, 400 men. And everyone say, go up, go up, go up. God will give you victory. God will give it into the hand of the king. Verse 6. But then Jehoshaphat, more concerned, very concerned, is there not yet a prophet of the Lord here that we may inquire? Ahab say, yes, there is one. Verse 7. But I hate him. He never prophesied good concerning me, but always evil. He is Micaiah. So there is one more that we can inquire. But I hate him. Why? Because he never prophesied good concerning me, but always evil. So Jehoshaphat say, don't say like this. So what happened at the time? So all these prophets, they were gathered together. Verse 10. Zedekiah, the son of Chenaanah, made horns of iron for himself and say, "Thus says the Lord, with this you shall go the Arameans until they are consumed." 11. All the prophets were prophesying, saying, "Go up, go up, go up to Ramoth Gilead and succeed. For the Lord will give it into the hand of the king. There will be victory." And then, so people are summoned to bring this Micaiah, verse 12. So the messenger say, "Behold, the words of the prophet are uniformly favorable to the king." So everyone speak good things, good message. So please let your word be like one of them and speak favorably. So this messenger told Micaiah, "You must speak good things. You must speak good things." Verse 13. But Micaiah say, "As the Lord live, what my God say, that I will speak." So Micaiah came. What did Micaiah say? Verse 14. "Go up and succeed, for they will be given into your hand." This is what you want to hear, right? This is what you want to hear, so I will speak what you want to hear. Go, go. God give you success. But we see the irony here. Ahab don't like to hear message that are heavy. Obviously speaking evil, never speak good. So he want to hear good things. So Micaiah, you want to hear good things? I speak good things, very favorable to you. So we see the irony, verse 15. Then the king said to him, "How many times must I adjure you to speak to me nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord?" He said he want to hear the truth. But the prophet every time speak the truth, but he cannot accept. So now this is what you want to hear. So I speak things favorable to you, what you want to hear. But now the king very ironically say, "How many times I tell you to speak the truth?" What is the truth? Verse 16, "I saw Israel scattered on the mountain like sheep which have no shepherd, and the Lord say, these have no master, let each of them return to his house in peace." No, don't go to war. Let's see what Ahab say. So Ahab told Jehoshaphat, "I told you already, you see. Verse 17, "Then the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, did I not tell you that he would not prophesy good concerning me, but evil? You see, I already told you." So you can see here, the irony. But very important. Today, do we listen what we like to listen to hear or what God wants us to hear? Think about this. Even though the message is heavy at times, it can hurt, it's painful. Like afterward, we will see. The word of God like a sword. But then at times, man, it's a matter of the heart. So they cannot accept what I like to hear or what God wants me to hear. So God's word is like a two-edged sword. Let's see Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. "For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joint and marrow, and able to judge the thought and intention of the heart." So at times, God's word is like a two-edged sword, pierced into our heart. It can be painful, but most important is how we respond to God's word. God's word is meant to teach us, to correct us, to reprove us. It is meant for good. It's like a mirror. We look at the mirror, we can see ourselves, where is our spot, where is our blemish, where is our weaknesses. The word of God wants to cleanse us, wants to wash us. So God's word is meant for good. But the question is how we respond. God's word can be aroma of death or life. Let's see 2 Corinthians chapter 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. "For we are a fragrance of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one, an aroma from death to death, to another, aroma of life to life. And who is adequate of these things? For we are not like many peddling the word of God, but as from sincerity, but as from God, we speak in Christ in the sight of God." So God's word can be aroma of death or life, depends how we respond. There was one time, a minister was speaking, same congregation, same sermon. After service, there's a member who come to the speaker. He thank God, "Today your sermon is edifying." He thank God. And then there was another member who was outstation. He know this speaker. And then he come to this speaker. He told this speaker, if you speak like this in my church, you'll be pulled down from the pulpit. He told the speaker like that. So why like this? Same sermon, spoken to a congregation, but different response. Why? So it depends on the hearers. It can be aroma of death or life, depends how we respond. In the Bible, we can also see, let's see Acts chapter 7. How people respond. Acts chapter 7, here we can see Stephen, verse 54. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the quick and they begin gnashing their teeth. So, after listening, they were cut to the heart. But what happened? They gnashed their teeth, they become angry. Verse 57, 58. They cry out with a loud voice and cover their ears. They don't want to listen. So, they cry out with a loud voice, cover their ears and rush at him with one impulse. When they had driven him out of the city, they began stoning him. They began stoning him. So we can see how these people respond. Cannot accept the word of God. But let's see Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verse 37. Acts 2, 37. Now when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart, and they said to Peter and the rest of apostles, brethren, what shall we do? These people also, they heard, they were pierced to the heart, but they say, what shall we do? So it depends how we respond. So God's word can be a two-edged sword. So think about this. Do we pay careful attention to God's word? How we listen to God's word, our spirit attitude? Do we obey? Do we practice? Do we handle accurately God's word? Or do we even preach and defend the word of God? So let us think about this. Today, we should pay more careful attention to the words of God, to what we have listened, to obey, to practice, very important. To accept it with the right spirit and attitude. We give thanks to our Lord. Let's sing hymn 26. Give thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ. We will pray. We will ask God to guide it, to bless us. Continue to pray for those who are sick, those who are weak. In the name of Jesus, we renew now to pray.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Thank you.
Give thanks to our Lord Jesus. Our morning Sabbath will end here. Peace be to all. May the Lord bless. Amen.